You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dyan. Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Ryan Vett, who is a serial entrepreneur, author, and international speaker. He is currently the founder and CEO of Boon, a platform that helps connect licensed providers to temporary work opportunities. And looking forward to hearing the details. And Mr. Vett, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
And the pleasure is all ours, and thanks for coming out today. So tell us, for starters, what exactly is Boon?
Yeah, absolutely. The most simple way to describe Boon is a platform that's like Uber, but has the sophistication and matching of eHarmony and is innovating in the healthcare staffing space. So like you said in the intro, we're simply connecting licensed healthcare providers to temporary work opportunities to make it easier for providers to find opportunities on a as they needed basis and for practices to hire on demand.
And that certainly is well explained. Thanks for that, Mr. Vett. Now, we're hearing more and more today about the gig economy. What exactly is the gig economy?
Yeah, so Boon plays in the gig economy. It's one of the first healthcare innovations in the gig economy. And basically, that economy, or the gig economy that's affectionately referred to as, is the idea of an individual being able to get that side job for something that they're passionate about, talented in, or just have the resources to do. So the most familiar examples for many are companies like Uber and Lyft or Prime Now, where you can go and drive and pick up passengers in the ride-sharing environment, or Prime Now, where you can go and deliver packages for Amazon, or even Grubhub or DoorDash, where you can deliver food that people order. And so basically, it's just creating opportunities for people that may need some extra money around planning a vacation or a holiday, or only have a part-time day job and want to do something, or maybe a stay-at-home parent that wants to fill some of that extra time when their kids are off at school, or maybe even that retired individual who has worked hard their whole career, golfed for a year and a half, and realized that that wasn't their calling and wanted to get back and do something different. And so that's basically what the gig economy is, and it's providing work opportunities that might not have previously been available. There's other platforms like Upwork and Fiverr where designers and developers and videographers, photographers, and other people in those areas can actually sell their services by the hour or by project as well. So it's just an opportunity for people to create money where there previously wasn't easy accessibility to such opportunities.
Now, focusing in on the healthcare industry, how will the gig economy impact healthcare? Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. If you look at healthcare over the course of history, healthcare providers work extremely hard. And with the consolidation of healthcare and longer shifts and longer work weeks, you see burnout on the rise from providers at all levels. And that's leading to a national shortage in healthcare providers. The job's just not as appealing, the heavy school debt to get there, the long time it takes to go through that schooling. And so people are trying to find that flexible work environment, but most healthcare professions don't allow that to be the case. And even those that do decide to go work with a temp agency, which is about 10% of all healthcare professionals, the industry is about a $350 billion market, excluding medical doctors. And yet 10% of that approximately goes through temp agencies of some sort. And yet even in those temp agencies, they have certain minimums you have to meet a lot of times, or you have to work a minimum of 8 hours a day. And some people can't do that. Maybe it's a health reason and you can't sit and be with patients for more than 4 hours, or maybe it's because of family reasons and you need to be home after 6 hours. Whatever that might be, that flexibility is not available. And so by Boon and others trying to enter and innovate in the space, we're trying to provide those licensed professionals that same flexibility for their schedule so they can take control of their schedule, vacation when they want, not when they're told to, and all of that, while also providing fair pay for the providers. So often providers are fighting for fair wages in different environments. And so we're trying to make that clear and transparent, but also for the hiring practice so they know exactly what they're paying before they even get started, and we don't have subscription costs or hidden fees. So the gig economy can really transform healthcare by hopefully making it more alluring for more people to step into the healthcare roles, as well as just creating that flexibility so there's less burnout over time.
Certainly some great points right there and exciting stuff as well. Today we're joined by Mr. Ryan Vett, the CEO of Boon, a platform that helps connect licensed providers to temporary work opportunities, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Ryan, in your past companies, you've raised money from angel investors, VCs, the SBA, banks, and more. How are you raising money for Boone?
I love this question, Eric. The motto of Boone is practicing good. And we take that from the word boon actually being the old English word for good. And you see the word boon or bon or bueno in many different languages. So it's a universal term for this idea of good. And practicing is obviously what medical professionals do. And that's how we came up with our slogan or tagline or motto, practicing good. And we want to do that in everything we do. So we actually built the first version of Boone on the gig economy. So it's a gig economy platform built on the gig economy. But we also want to look at investing different because for so long, only the wealthiest got wealthier, and there's a huge gap that just increased with huge investments from everywhere as early as the dot-com era, moving forward into some of the subscription era and now in the marketplace era. And we've seen this perpetual cycle of the rich getting richer and others not having the opportunity to invest. In fact, it was illegal up until about 3 years ago for individuals to invest in private companies if they weren't one of the owners. And so you see a company like Menlo Ventures taking a bunch of accredited investors, people with high net worth, pooling their money together to invest in Uber before it IPO'd, and those investors made 93 times return on their money. A huge, huge, huge return in just a couple of years that most people don't get to see because they're not part of the wealthiest of the wealthy. And so in practicing good, in trying to do something different, instead of going to one of the many previous channels I've been able to utilize for fundraising and in new ventures, I decided to go the crowdfunding route. And so we're actually raising equity in our company, in Boone, and making it available to anyone. So anyone can invest just about, and we're not limiting it to the most wealthy of the most wealthy. And we're not saying you have to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars to get a piece of it. You can invest what's comfortable to you. So we launched on WeFunder, and we are raising money so that anyone that believes in this idea of how we're transforming and revolutionizing healthcare can invest and become a part of that. And that's just one other way we're trying to make everything fair and practice good across everyone that we work with.
And I certainly like that approach. Good stuff there as well. Now, what is equity crowdfunding and why does that matter?
That's a great question. I think a lot of people get confused. A lot of people think crowdfunding is Kickstarter or Indiegogo or one of these platforms where you can solicit money from friends and family to get your coffee shop started or to get your book published or your movie done or raise money for a cause, which are all great things, and it's awesome that people will contribute to you in that way. But basically, you would normally get a mug for doing that or a t-shirt or a high five, whatever those award levels are. Equity crowdfunding is totally different. It's almost like, and it's not the same, but it's almost like investing on a stock market, because when you put your money into an equity crowdfund raise, you're actually getting a piece of that company, just as if you were to go buy a stock from Apple or Starbucks via some platform like E-Trade or Fidelity. It's very similar, except now you're doing it in the private sector. So these aren't commonly traded stocks. These are usually limited raises where people can put money in, and then that money is going to sustain the company for a little bit of time until that company either exits or does some other mode to get their investors' money back. So the opportunity in investing in a crowdfunding or a startup is huge. Like we saw with Uber, people made ridiculous returns, but it's also very risky. For every Uber, there are several companies that don't make it and that do stumble and fail or never make it to those huge returns. And so equity crowdfunding is a bit riskier, but it's also a great way, since the Jobs Act passed about 3 years ago, for individuals that are curious about investing or supporting a company before it gets to these major investors. It allows them the opportunity to have a piece of that pie so that they can reap some of the rewards that were previously reserved for only the most wealthy people.
Well, I got to say, it's pretty awesome what you've created here through Boone, and we certainly appreciate your bringing focus to this and this platform, and really appreciate also what you do in the space of the gig economy as well. Lastly, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip, anything else you'd like to share with the listeners today?
Yeah, I would love to just say that with Boone, we knew what our purpose was. We knew our why. We knew why we got started, and that was to make a difference by practicing good. And I think no matter what your company or your project or whatever you're involved in, always know why you're doing it and make sure that your actions follow whatever your passion is. And that's why we are doing the things doing things like crowdfunding. That's why we're trying to make sure that there's fair pay and transparency in pricing and reduced overhead and all of these things, because at the end of the day, we want to help promote better patient care by paying providers fairly and reducing practice overhead.
Certainly appreciate those concluding remarks and again for your time. Where can listeners get all the details? I'm sure they want to know more about not only yourself, but Boone. Where's the best place to get further details accordingly?
So you can learn more about Boone by going to www.doingboone.com. That's DoingBoone.com. And you can see all about our current fundraise there, as well as about how to sign up and be either a provider or a practice on the platform. And then you can learn more about me either on social media or at my website at www.ryanvet.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Vet, all the best, continued success, and thanks for joining us here on behalf of Boone here on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Eric.
And the pleasure was all ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Ryan Vet, the CEO of Boone, a platform that helps connect licensed providers to temporary work opportunities. And for further details, visit doingboone.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.